You want to open up to Acts in chapter 3? Acts chapter 3, and we will start off in verse 1. It says, Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask of alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And just sort of want to pause it here and just sort of really acknowledge Peter and John, just the courage that they had here. To sort of, first of all, not sort of walk straight past him and kind of brush him off, but rather sort of take upon themselves to think we can actually change this man's life. And every time I sort of read this story, I just kind of wonder, would just love to have known what they were thinking at this time. You know, whether they sort of just paused for a second and just thought, oh, like, what do we do? Like, do we, you know, was there a bit of hesitation or was it kind of instinct? Was, because as you read it, it was just kind of like, you know, the guy kind of said, oh, you know, do you have anything? And they just kind of, you know, stops, looked at themselves and gone, well, we don't have anything, but we do have this. And I guess you know, you read in Acts chapter 2 there of how they just received the Holy Spirit and how they sort of prayed and, you know, just really fellowshipped one with another after that that time of receiving the Holy Spirit. And you can just sort of imagine just how built up they must have been just in the Spirit and just really kind of took on any challenges with just such confidence and such boldness, knowing that they had the... Pastor Kevin, don't take a photo. you know, they just really took hold of that opportunity. Is your phone broken yet? But we'll keep reading in chapter 4 and verse 1. If you want to do a bit of homework, please read the rest of the chapter there, because Peter then goes on to tell the people round about, well, he just basically witnessed to them simply. But we read in chapter 4 and verse 1, And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. So... pretty amazing situation, pretty amazing result to have happened just from Peter and John just sort of taking that courage, that moment of time, and just sort of saying to this one man, you know, rise up and walk. Yeah, that's the power of the Holy Spirit, that's the power of our God, that we can sort of just take that moment to tell people and to be able to change people's lives. And I mean, what a great outreach as well. 5,000 people, you know, that's PNG-esque, you know. It'd be great if that sort of happened now, and who knows, maybe it could. Maybe if we sort of believe the impossible, maybe the impossible can happen. Maybe we can have 5,000 just by sort of taking that moment and having the courage, having the boldness to speak to someone. To be able to see someone's life changed by the power of God. And I guess we all know the theme of camp, you know, signs, wonders and miracles. And I guess if you wanted a description, if, you know, signs, wonders and miracles was one word in the dictionary, the description, I think this would just be a perfect description of it. You see the signs, you see the miracle, and you see the wonders afterwards as well. And I guess, you know, this man was lame right from birth, and people knew who he was. He knew that he was the one that sat at the at that gate at the temple there and did the same thing day in, day out. So they knew who he was. And then to be able to go from lame to all of a sudden to walking, we just know that the impossible happens. You know, stuff like that naturally isn't supposed to happen. People being healed of cancer isn't supposed to happen. You know, they have all medications and treatments and all the rest of it. And while, you know, to some extent they do work, to be instantly healed, to be going from you have cancer to you don't have cancer, or you have this sickness, you don't have this sickness. And it's overnight. It's not like this gradual period of time. When the Lord heals, he completely changes the outcome. He completely changes the human body. And I guess Peter and John here as well, you know, this whole situation came about because they were willing to believe that God can do the impossible. You know, to see, sometimes to see the impossible, you need to believe in the impossible. And I guess a question that I want to ask today as well is, do we truly believe that the impossible can happen? If we do, then think about what's impossible in your life. It could be maybe a sickness that you've been praying about for a long time. Maybe it's something to do with outreaching. You want to be, you know, take more boldness, more courage in being able to witness to people at work, or you know, going to the outreaches in the mall and sort of talking to people that way. Maybe it's being used in the spiritual gifts or just in the fellowship in general, that you just kind of think, oh, it's just, you know, I can't do that. You kind of put that barrier up between you and what you kind of want to achieve, and just kind of go, oh, like I'm really shy, I'm, you know, I'm insecure, I'm, you know, got all these doubts about it, and it just kind of seems impossible to you. Whatever it might be, just know that, or I just want to put that challenge to you today, to put it to the Lord and let the Lord kind of do it for you. Let the Lord do the impossible for you. We might be struggling, you know, had a pretty hard year, and, you know, we just made it to camp. You know, we're just sort of on that last legs and just gone, I just want to get to camp so I can be built up by what I hear. Then, you know, that's okay as well, that's fine. But just sort of remember that the greatest signs, wonder and miracle that's ever to have happened is us receiving the Holy Spirit. And we're here today, most of us here have received the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You know, that's the greatest miracle of all, that all of a sudden now we have a personal relationship with God. You now have direct communication. You don't have to sort of talk to anyone else about what's happening in your life, but rather you can go, Lord, I don't know, you know, I don't know anything. I want you to sort it out. I want you to do the impossible in my life. I'll get you to turn to Mark in chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 and verse 27, just the one verse here. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Just read that again. For with God all things are possible. It's not saying, oh, you know, just this section over here, you know, that's possible, but that's not, you know, or it's, oh, I can sort of create the world, but, you know, I can't heal a common cold. It's all things are possible. God has made the universe. He's made us. He's made everything to do with this universe. The sort of the minute little details, like, you know, the cell structure in the human body, how amazing that is. So all of a sudden you go out at night and you look up and you see the stars and the majesty and the amazement that comes with sort of looking at the stars and sort of what that, you know, it entails really. God made that. He made you as well. So right down from the very least to the greatest in the world, He's made. You know, and we just know that when we put our confidence and trust in God, that all things are possible. There's nothing that's can't be done. All things are possible. When we believe as well that the impossible can happen, all of a sudden, like our natural mind just takes a step back, almost goes into a bit of a malfunction, sort of saying, oh, I can't compute with this, like the impossible. We're always told that the impossible can't be done. You know, I can't think of anything impossible at the moment, but, you know, something that's pretty far-fetched and out there, we're told it can't be done because it's impossible. No one's ever done that before. And so we're sort of automatically built up with this when we come face to face with, you know, for example, we find out we have cancer or something like that. Some illness is upon us, and we're all of a sudden told that there's a, you know, an end date in sight, and they say they can't do anything about it. This impossible thing comes up, and we sort of react, don't we? We sort of go, oh, hang on, like nothing can be done. Therefore, nothing can be done. But that's when God steps in, that's when He does His best work, when all of a sudden our natural mind just sort of takes a back seat and He comes in and goes, right, I can do the impossible. I can heal you. I can save you. I can do whatever needs to be done because all things are possible. Don't turn there, but in Isaiah 55 and verse 8, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. God is on a completely different realm to what we think or what we can even comprehend. And His way is perfect. God's way makes the impossible possible. No matter what situation we're in, what we're faced with in this life, if we want to see that impossible more in our life, if we want to see it happen, then we need to believe that the impossible can happen through God. And most importantly, to remember that when we pray, we're already doing the impossible. To be able to speak in another language, that one we don't understand, but it's a pure language, it's a holy language, direct with God, you know, again, that shouldn't be possible, but it is possible because the Lord's done it with us. He's filled us with the Holy Spirit. And I'd just like to leave it there. Amen.